I think it's just kedai to mention the Chasam Sofer in Teres Moshe and Parshas Beshalach. The pasuk describing the month says, "Vehu kizera gad lavon v'tamoy knitzapiches bedvash." And the Gemara says in Masechtas Yuma, why are we comparing the man to Gad? So the Gemara says, because Gad is Miloshen Agada, Divrei Agada. And just like Divrei Agada is Moshech, so too the man was Moshech as well. Why was the man Moshech? Because it tasted really good. In fact, it tasted like anything that you wanted it to taste like. So the Gemara uses Divrei Agada as the mashal to explain the man, which is the nimshal. Divrei Agada is something that's Moshech. So on that same level, you find this inyan that the man had this koich hamashicha. So the Chasam Sofer says a davar nifla. He says that tachzach, in this mashal of kizera gad, you see a tremendous oimek. Sayin the man and sayin Divrei Agada. Poshup shat, so the man. It was Meyerdick. Why was it Meyerdick? Because it tasted like anything you wanted it to taste like. So if you're in the mood of meat, it tasted like meat. And if you're in the mood of fish, it tastes like fish. If you wanted a dessert, the coffee, so that's what it tasted like. Right? It was something that was able to taste like anything you wanted it to taste like. So it's Moshech. It's like Divrei Agada, that's Moshech. But the emes is, we know that the man, Leinitna Torah Elo Lo Oichle Amon, the Gemara refers to it as Lechem Abirim, Lechem Shemalachi Ashoris Oichle Noisle. That the man had tremendous oimik, it had tremendous tiefkeit. Divrei Agada, says the Chasam Sofer, is the same way. Superficially, it looks like easy, it's geschmack, it's moishech, but really all the soivis and the pnimiyas ha-Torah were neskala through Divrei Agada. All the Divrei Agada that we have in Shas is really a mask in a very light way. It's a mushal to a nimshal, which is Teres HaSoid, it's Teres HaEmes. So says the Chasam Sofer, this mushal of the man being Kizer Agad, being like Divrei Agada, is true in the Chitzonius level, and it's true in the Pnimius level. The man, Bechitzonius, tasted very geschmack. It's like Divrei Agada, that's Moshech Bechitzonius. Oh, but Pnimius, it's Lechem Abirim, it's Lechem Shemalachi Ashor, it's Oichlen Oisoi, which is exactly what Divrei Agada is. Divrei Agada is the deepest of the deep, and it's mamish, that Indian that has a tremendous oimik. Either way, that's this mashal of Kizer Agada. What comes to mind is Chidushe Rabbeinu Eliyahu Gutmacher, right in the beginning of Masechtas Tainis, where he said, Pshat and Rashi, that Rashi, who was coming to be Mefarish, Shailef Rashi, and Tainis is Rashi, but that aside, who was coming to be Mefarish, Masechtas Tainis, and he had to say a ganze tefillah, and he said, because Rashi HaKadosh, who was Mefarish every single Masechta and Shas, so that's what Rashi did. But Masechtas Tainis, which is all Agadata, and really has to be Megalo Pnimius HaTorah, so he said a bezundere tefillah to go ahead and make sure he's going to have the necessary Siyata Deshmaya when it comes to Divrei Agada. So it's true, Rabbi Avohu told Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, yeah, everyone's coming to Agada, because it's Moshech. But don't think that this Moshel of Sitkis, it's a Billy Gezach, Divrei Agada. If I cared, it's the deepest of the deep. It's a Moshel and a Nimshel. Divrei Agada is really a Moshel, and it's hiding secrets that, if I cared, we're not meant to be Neskala. And it's precisely for that reason that it's clothed in the way that it's clothed.